is Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm Stephen Henderson, and as always, thanks for tuning in. We are talking about Congress in the city of Detroit today. We were just talking about the race to replace Brenda Lawrence in Congress in the new 13th Congressional District here in Detroit. We're going to turn to talk about the 12th District, but before we do that, I want to make a note that you can find lots of information about the candidates that are running for both of these districts here at WDET.org. And of course, lots of other news sources are providing information as well. One of my favorites is a podcast called Authentically Detroit, which is co-hosted by my colleague at Bridge Detroit, Orlando Bailey. They hosted an actual discussion, kind of a debate between all of the candidates in the 13th district. They also have interviews up of several of the candidates. You can also go to Citizen Detroit and find videos of candidates in all kinds of races talking about why they're running. So if you have not made up your mind, if you feel like you need more information, there are lots and lots of places to find it. Okay, the 12th Congressional District has gotten a lot less attention in the news, but it's a really important and interesting race. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib has begun something of a household name, not just here in Michigan, but all across the United States, mostly for the really aggressive stance she takes on a number of issues. She's been able to emerge as a leader in the progressive movement inside of the Democratic Party. That's probably at least why she's kind of leading in the polls right now ahead of Detroit City Clerk Janice Winfrey. And while Winfrey is behind, she is trying to build a strong coalition backing her, including a pack of African-American and Jewish business leaders. That is where we want to continue the conversation. We've got Mario Moro with us. He is the CEO of Mario Moro and Associates. I also want to welcome Todd Spangler, who is a reporter at the Detroit Free Press who covers politics. He has been covering the 12th Congressional District race. Todd, welcome to the program.
Steve, how are you? Good to hear from you.
It's great to hear your voice. So, Todd, I'm going to start with you. Why is Tlaib leading right now by so much in the polls? Janice Winfrey, for all the criticism she takes for the things that go wrong during elections here in the city of Detroit, is one of the most popular political figures in the city. Her vote totals in those clerk races are unbelievable, and lots of people have tried to unseat her unsuccessfully. How come she's not picking up more traction in this race?
Well, I got to think of a couple of things, Steve. I mean, part of it is a city race like that she's run for and won many times just isn't the same as even a midterm congressional election in terms of the number of people who are going to vote in that and get involved and get picked up by the polls. And then you're talking about Rashida, whose name recognition is just off the chart. I mean, from the time that she started really running hard in that race in 18 against then City Council President Brenda Jones and a host of others, she just exploded. I mean, you know, she just got all this attention and continues to get it. And like I say, her name recognition is just off the chart. I think that's largely what you're seeing. The people who like her have grown to love her. I mean, have just really taken her on. And for whatever reason in this district, that anti-Tlaib feeling, which there is out there, hasn't grown as much as it has in some other places.
Todd, talk a little bit about this district, how it's different from the district that Rashida Tlaib represents now, and what cities outside of Detroit are in it.
Yeah, well, so as you know, like the current district that was drawn by Republicans, you know, back in a decade ago, was this weird amalgamation of Western Wayne and sort of swung through the middle of Detroit, had these wings going, it almost reached the, you know, the bottom of downtown, and then sort of swung out in both directions and came down river a little bit. It was this weird amalgamation. Didn't include Dearborn, didn't include Livonia, didn't include Southfield. Those were all in other different districts. This district is a lot more compact. I mean, rather than having pieces of the east side and pieces of the west side and downriver, this really if you're thinking of Detroit west of like Davison Schoolcraft, Littlefield, this is the district. I mean, west of that, and then into Redford, goes into Livonia, keeps Westland, picks up Dearborn, which for, you know, one of the first Muslim women members of Congress is a big deal, who's a Palestinian American herself. You know, then it stretches up to Southfield, which is currently Brenda Lawrence's district, like you had mentioned, and slightly into Beverly Hills, Lathrop Village, around there. But that piece of it's one thing. Really, it just consolidates that Western Wayne section. And frankly, a bunch of people who vote in this election, if they haven't already, in absentees, are going to look at their ballot and say, you know, wait a second. You know, Haley Stevens is my congresswoman, not Rashida Tlaib. And they're going to, you know, wonder sort of immediately what to do with that sort of thing. So there'll be that kind of confusion. This is a much more consolidated district, though.
Yeah. So, Mario, as I mentioned, there is a coalition of African-American and Jewish business leaders, a pack, actually, of Black and Jewish leaders that are supporting Janice Winfrey. I wonder how big of a role you think that is going to play in this race.
Well, I think it has played a role, and I think it's maxed out. The issue is this, and I think Todd hit on it. Rashida Tlaib is a household name. But not only is she a household name, she has a young and senior motivated base that are active and engaged. They participate, they're loud, and they vote. Unlike, just like in the 13th, but primarily in the 12th as well, all the candidates have their own little base, but they're not actively engaged. You know, it's a small volunteer base or small coalition of supporters. And Rashida's support base is stronger than the three candidates that are running against her combined. And that is a powerful, engaging group, if you will, and it's hard to beat. I think, to be honest with you, the folks that are running against Rashida Tlaib and the supporters of those people misjudged her. They thought that there's a lot of anti-Rashida out there, and it just did not come to fruition.
You know, the talk just a year ago was that Rashida Tlaib could be vulnerable in this race, and I'm not sure I ever quite believed that, Todd. But as Mario said, it didn't ever really get legs.
If Rashida was going to be vulnerable in a race that included Southfield, I honestly think Congresswoman Lawrence would have run again. I mean, I know that she didn't want to run outside of Southfield, which was her base and her home. You know, once Dearborn got added, Dearborn Heights was already part of her district. Once Dearborn got added to that, it really solidified a base for her. Her name recognition's off the chart. And I got to tell you know, early on, there was this brief flirtation that all this AIPAC, American Israel Public Affairs Committee money, was going to rush in for Janice Winfrey. And yeah, the Urban Empowerment Action is putting in, you know, $750,000 into supporting Winfrey, but that other money in droves did not come in the way, for instance, it has for Haley Stevens in the 11th or for Adam Ollier in the 13th. So, I mean, they clearly were savvy enough to look at this race and say,
Excellent point.
This is going to happen, and not bring that money in. I honestly think the UEA money, the urban empowerment money that she's getting, or the support she's getting, is important, really, because fundraising-wise, Tlaib's out-fundraised her about 10 to 1, for Janice Winfrey. I think this does help at least get ads up on TV that can bridge that gap somewhat. It's not going to close that gap. It's happening probably too late to make a huge difference unless we get a slew of people that we don't think we're going to get on election day who haven't already voted absentee. So, yeah, I just don't think Clark Winfrey hit the notes that these folks wanted to see, or hit the numbers they wanted to see poll-wise against Tlaib to bring in a boatload of more money.
Yeah. Let's go back to the phones quickly. David in Detroit, you're up next. What's on your mind?
Morning, everybody.
Hey.
Interesting discussion. Appreciate it as always, Mr. Henderson. I called in inspired by the comments that your guest made, saying that there's no such thing as volunteers in politics anymore, which is, he just actually corrected himself when he was talking about Representative Tlaib's campaign, because the level of cynicism that the political consultant culture and sometimes even the media inject into political races at this time of year every year is really daunting for sort of our collective psyche in this region, because you see down race tickets where it's almost exclusively volunteer run. You see Representative Tlaib's campaign where she has hundreds of people that are willing to go out and knock on doors, invest their time, and really drive the comment that he just made, saying that, you know, perhaps she was underestimated by some of the political elites that thought that there was a vulnerability there when there's not, because she actually has, you know, a human-powered campaign behind her.
Yeah.
And that's one way that voters can distinguish, you know, between the candidates that are out there, is if you're willing to invest a little bit of time and energy, you can quickly determine in the 12th district, you know, which candidates and their teams are responsive to engaging with volunteers and which ones aren't.
Yeah. David, I don't mean to cut you off, but we're going to run out of time, and I want to give Mario Moro a chance to respond. Mario, I've got about a minute left.
Yep, and I'll take 30 seconds or less. And I think he's right. There was a bit of contradiction there. I think the Rashida Tlaib is a different type of candidate as it relates to recruiting volunteers. Mm-hmm. But I will say this, on the flip side of that, where's her money coming from? There's a whole lot of money being dumped into her campaign. And I think that you can have, you know, your cake and eat it too. And I think at this point in the adventure, she has both.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Todd Spengler and Mario Moro, it was great to have both of you here on Detroit Today to talk about this race. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Okay. That is going to do it for us today. Come back tomorrow when we're going to talk about how much money is pouring into state and congressional campaign races and why dark money still operates in our politics. Simon Schuster of MLive has been really closely tracking all the money that is in the races this year, staggering amounts in some cases. We're going to talk about where it's coming from and what influence it has over our politics. This is 101.9 WDET-FM, Detroit's NPR station, your connection to news, music, and conversation. We'll talk again tomorrow.